Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Maria Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Regina, checking on what's in the sky at the moment, we have the Leonid meteor shower. Tell us about that.
That's right. So that'll be peaking on November 17th. And the best time to go out and look for them is after midnight, once the moon has set. If you happen to have dark skies, of course, that's the best place. And you could expect to see maybe somewhere between 15 to 20 Leonids per hour.
Also, early risers can get a pretty nice view of the planet Venus at the moment.
That's right. So if you happen to see something very bright in the sky when you're out looking for the Leonids, it's Venus. It rises now about 2.5 hours before the sun. And so you'll see it in sort of the east, southeast direction of the sky before the sun rises.
All right, Regina. Well, it's time to burst everyone's bubble just a little bit. There was a lot of publicity recently about that strange cigar-shaped object called Oumuamua that a couple of Harvard professors, no less, theorized could be some sort of alien spacecraft. But you're saying not so fast.
That's right. So it is a pretty exciting thing to think about. However, we have to keep in mind, just because something is possible does not necessarily mean that it's likely or that it's the best explanation. So in this case with Oumuamua, there's debate among scientists about whether or not it's a comet or an asteroid. And one of the mysterious things about it is that it's actually been speeding up as it's been leaving our solar system. And that's not what you would expect. And so there's various theories about why that might be. For example, if it's a comet, it could be outgassing a little bit, and that may be causing it to increase its speed. Another possibility is, as these Harvard professors have conjectured, that it might be some type of light sail, which is basically, you can think of it like a kite, except instead of wind, it uses the radiation pressure from the sun, so the sunlight, to actually speed up. And so what this group has calculated and figured out is that this might be one possible explanation, that this is some sort of light sail that might have been sent from an extraterrestrial organization. And while, yes, that may be true, it's actually highly unlikely, and there's many, many more likely explanations that explain this strange behavior of Oumuamua.
All right. Also, astronomers have spotted one of the smallest and oldest stars in the universe.
So this is a star actually in our galaxy. It's about 2,000 light years from Earth, and astronomers have determined that it's about 13.6 billion years old, and the universe, to remind you, is about 13.8 billion years old. So this is a star from the very, very early times of the universe. It's what's called a red dwarf star, so it's very small. It's only about 14% of the mass of the sun. And these small stars like this can burn for very, very long time, so they can have lifetimes of trillions of years.
And Regina, going from small to immense, a team of astronomers has identified a gigantic supercluster of galaxies.
So this is pretty cool. This is, as of now, the largest known structure in the early universe that we've yet found. So clusters of galaxies are basically groups of galaxies that are gravitationally bound. Our Milky Way is, for example, in a local group of about 40 galaxies or so. And then there are bigger structures called superclusters of galaxies. And what's happened with this discovery is that a giant supercluster has been found in the very early universe, so about 2 billion years or so after the Big Bang. And its mass is about 1 million billion times the mass of the sun, and it's about 500 million light years across.
Okay, Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Maria Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.